Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yesterday, a few days back, we were doing the explanation of the hadith. We were explaining that on the day of Qiyamah, there will be extreme darkness. One marhala, one place, different places on the day of Qiyamah. But there will be extreme darkness, and the iman of a person and his amal will be his floodlight. يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِإِيمَانِهِمْ. That light of iman now will move in front of a person and to his right. It will be his floodlight. It will be his means of seeing. It will be his means of moving. On that day when there will be so much of fear, Allah Ta'ala will make this his floodlight. Allah Ta'ala will make it his, by zenon lights, his way of moving. And we said how dependent a person is in this world. If he doesn't have a light, he can't even cross a river. He can't walk in the dark. He can't walk in the forest. It's so eerie. How will it be, how scary it will be on the day of Qiyamah when a person doesn't have light. So one hadith was coming to mind this morning, I thought I'd just share it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, بَشِّرِ الْمَشَّائِينَ بِالظُّلَمِ بِنُورِ التَّامِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَمَةِ بَشِّرِ الْمَشَّائِينَ بِالظُّلَمِ بِنُورِ التَّامِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَمَةِ. That give glad tidings to those people that walk in the darkness, that move in the darkness, with complete nur on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, they go in the dark for salah. They move in the dark for salah. They're going for Fajr salah. Allah Ta'ala is saying, give them, or Rasulullah Sallam is saying, that give them glad tidings of complete nur on the day of Qiyamah. So as we in this world, we're thinking of some backup plan, that when there's load shedding, how we can have some batteries, or how we can have a generator, or what we can do as a backup plan. We can have some torches, we can have some candles, something we are thinking of we must have on hand. So when there's load shedding, we don't have lights, we got a backup plan. So when a person is walking, a person is moving for Fajr Salah, he should also think to his mind that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that this is our backup plan for the day of Qiyamah. That we got some plan that is giving us nur, is giving us light on that day when it will be completely dark. It will be completely dark in the qabr. So this is our backup plan. This is our batteries. This is our solar power. This is our generator that we've got. So when we're moving also for Fajr Salah, when we're moving for Isha Salah, we're moving in the dark, then we should keep these ahadith in front of us so that it will motivate us more. There must be some plan also that I got, like how in this world I got a plan. What plan have I got for that qabr where I'm going to be much more longer than I was in this dunya? And what plan have I got for akhirat when I'll be much, much, much more longer than I was both in this dunya and in the qabr? Anyway, today's hadith. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man zalama qida shibrin min al-ardi, tuwiqahu min sabi' ardin, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who seizes a single handspan of land unlawfully, it will be yoked around his neck with seven earths on the day of Qiyamah. What is meant by this? Firstly, shibr. Shibr is one handspan. When you take your hand, your palm, and you open it, so from this side, from this end till the thumb, in other words, from the baby finger, the tip till the thumb, that is known as a shibr. So a person has just usurped, he has stolen somebody else's land to that extent. I don't even think it's a 300 or maybe not half a meter also. Such a small amount he has usurped. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning us that he will be yoked on the day of Qiyamah to the extent of seven earths. So ulama explained what is meant by this. So explanation is given that this person will be sucked into the ground to the extent of the distance of seven earths. And this now will form a yoke around his neck. When a person is yoked around his neck in this world, he can't breathe, he suffocates, he feels so uncomfortable. Here he'll be yoked or he'll be sunk into the ground to the extent of seven earths. Another explanation ulama give is that he'll have to repay that person that he stole this land from. He'll have to repay him. It will be so difficult. It will be as though he's being yoked by seven earths around him. So much of pressure just for stealing. Now we might think that how do you steal? Like this, it happens so common that a person sometimes is putting a boundary wall. Now you think, my neighbor doesn't know, let me go a little bit into his land, he won't know, at least I'll get a bigger piece. So this hadith should be in front of us. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is warning us, you steal so much, you steal so little, one hand span, but yet there's so much of punishment. Imagine people that steal and usurp properties from their brothers, from their sisters, from the estate, from the heirs. Sometimes a person usurps land unlawfully. So people think that nobody knows about it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is warning us. So serious it is. Allah Ta'ala knows about it. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't forget these things. So whenever, when it comes to matters of property, when it comes to matters of ownership, and we have to be very, very careful. So so much of warning they come for just taking this. The person neighbor may not know about it. And that may really be the case. He may not know about it. Or sometimes it happens that there is a land that needs to be pegged. And there's a land surveyor that is there. Person knows the land surveyor. He says, I'll give you something. Just give me an extra piece of land. He thinks he's getting an extra piece of land. But so much of warning there is for taking that extra piece. So therefore we must be very careful. Rather we give it up in this world. Never mind, we give up our share also. No problem. But we don't face the difficulties on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.